When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. If you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. Use the Stamps.com mobile app to mail everything you need to keep your business running with up to 89% off USPS and UPS. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Use code PROGRAM for a special offer. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.
You are listening to the Load Management Podcast. Why? I don't know.
What's going on, everybody? Brand new episode of the Load Management Podcast, the Thursday episode. You know, just the boys, as they say, just the guys hanging out, being dudes. What's going on, fellas? What, Adam, you're shaking your head. What, you don't like
Jesus Christ, just being dudes? What are we, in the 80s? Young Zion wasn't even born when people were using fucking dudes like that.
Why you got to complain about everything? You just bring negative energy just to start out for no
I'm just
reason.
Saying.
You know, pal, I keep it real, okay? All right. The entire world outside your little place in the border of Long Island, Queens, is not all sunshine and fun and games, all right? The world is full of bad people, tons of shit, and a lot of misery, so just deal with it.
You're from Jesus. New York. All suck right. it up.
All right. Adam just bringing it down. I'm with my buddies. We're talking sports. This is fun. Everybody seems pretty upset with Kevin Garnett and the clips we put out. So, I mean, he said what he said.
He said on the podcast, he's like, I'm not going to get slack for it. So,
and that's not even what we got slack for. He didn't even get slack for that one. he said that about the Giannis thing. He got slack for the bubble comments. I mean, yes. Someone tweeted it perfectly. And by the way, we're talking about our Tuesday episode, Kevin Garnett. If you haven't listened to it, go check it out. Really great interview with him. Someone tweeted perfectly. Imagine like Artest, Rasheed Wallace, KG, like all those like mid-2000s guys in the bubble. Like, it would have been different, I think. It would have been, you know, not as well maybe behaved a little bit. Like, they like to...
Sure.
They like to have some fun.
If the Pacers and Pistons were in the bubble, man, it would have got serious.
Yeah, I don't think KG, it was that hot of a take. I think the fact that he retired 4 years ago, people are like using that against him. Like, you're not of an older, but KG's prime was an older generation. So
guys weren't boys with each other the way they are nowadays. That you have the camaraderie of everyone chilling and dapping up beforehand. Like, that wouldn't have happened back in KG's days. At least with more guys. I mean, some people were obviously cool with each other, but back in KG's prime days and back in the 90s, guys weren't cool with each other the way they are now.
Yeah, so we do have our week 3 NFL picks coming up against the spread picks for me and Adam, Zion straight up picks, and some fan calls later. Before that, we watched the Lakers last night. Adam, should we bring up young Zion's text to us last night? Because I thought it was pretty funny.
It was still spot on.
I don't know what you guys think.
Let me bring context. So Lakers down like 17. Zion texts our group chat. Lakers 20. About to come back. 20, whatever. He texts. They're about to come back. I was like, we'll see. I don't know. They look pretty lifeless. They start a comeback. They do start a comeback. They did not finish the comeback. And Zion wants credit for calling a comeback that didn't happen.
Bro, it was a 3-point game. Kyle Kuzma, what a bum. Sorry, Kuzma. You've been playing like a bum this whole series. Stop pump faking. Shoot the ball. They had a chance to tie the game, and that would have completed a comeback. But it was a 3-point game. It went from 20-3 in the fourth quarter. That is a comeback. I was right.
You know what that's called, pal? That's called cap. That's called you get zero credit for calling the comeback because the Lakers did not tie the game or take the lead. Zero credit.
I was right.
I think it's funny that everybody was so excited about AD. You know, like he did it. He's there after the game winner, and then he comes out and has 2 rebounds in a playoff game.
Listen, here you go. You're gonna say AD's not built for the playoffs again?
No, I think he's been great, but you got to have more than 2 rebounds in a playoff game. You can't get out rebound like that.
They'll give the Nuggets one.
I give the Nuggets bench a ton of credit too. I mean, performance, Monte Morris, and obviously, Jeremy Graham is in the starting lineup, but you know he's a secondary player for them, and he balled out incredibly. So you have to give the Nuggets a ton of credit for that win.
Do we think, real quick, do we think the Lakers are in any trouble? I do not. I think this is probably still over in 5.
No, pal.
It can't be a sweep because they lost.
It can't be a sweep.
Gentlemen sweep.
Keep up.
Okay.
I will say this. I think the Lakers are advanced to the finals, but if you're a betting man, if you can get the Nuggets at +800 right now to win the series, that's some value right there.
Your LeBron James narratives on this program need to end. You are just bringing so much.
What narratives am I bringing, pal?
You and KG, so much negative LeBron energy. I just don't like it.
It's called telling it like it is.
Yeah.
No, it's not. Nothing
but facts from Adam Caporel all the time.
Yeah, LeBron was good last night, but he wasn't that good. So let's not, you know, anoint him again, the Lord and Savior of the Lakers just yet.
Zion, how many Lakers fans do you follow on Twitter?
A lot.
Your personal account, I don't know who you follow.
Wait, quick aside. How many accounts do you have, pal?
I have plenty of accounts.
Zion's got like five Twitter accounts.
You are really logged into
with all the complex accounts. I'm probably logged into five Twitter accounts, six.
No, I want to know how many personal accounts you have.
I have one, and then my Duke.
How many burner accounts do you have?
A second. I have a burner account. I'm not.
Oh, you
I
do? Have, oh, I, how about that? Okay.
Why are you trying to make it hot? Why are you trying to make it hot, Adam? So narky.
Wait, how many burner accounts do you have?
Like six.
You guys are out of your goddamn minds.
You don't understand. It's called creeping.
The two of you have been creeping on the Twitter.
No, we don't creep.
Back to my question.
I can expose some text messages.
Back to my point before Adam derailed the conversation. Zion, how many Lakers fans do you follow?
Quite a few.
They real quickly get to blaming LeBron, I've noticed. If LeBron's having a bad game, it depends.
It depends who it is. I mean, a lot of people were blaming Danny Green.
All right.
Danny Green, Kyle Kuzma, he got most of the blame. Actually, Danny Green gets the most blame than anybody.
I mean,
why?
I don't know. Does Danny Green get
why
the most?
Why does Danny Green does not deserve all the blame for these losses?
They hate Danny Green. They have been crapping
on
Danny Green.
He's had a rough playoffs.
He hasn't performed, yeah. But he's not the reason the Lakers have lost. I mean, that was the first game they lost in six games anyway.
Well, that's the thing. That there's so much overreaction to one playoff loss, especially by that fan base, which I am not a part of. Adam likes to say we're Lakers fans. We are not. But
No. Again, for the 1 millionth time, you're putting words in my mouth, pal. I have not at any point in this podcast history accused you two of being Lakers fans. LeBron stands, yes. Lakers fans, no.
I don't even think we're LeBron stands. I think.
God, Jesus Christ! Look in
we're
the
not
mirror,
LeBron
pal.
Stands. That is false. Next.
Yeah, I think we just appreciate greatness. Yeah, so let's get to some NFL picks. Adam thinks the Lakers are in trouble for some reason, so let's leave that on the record.
No. For the record, again, I think the Lakers advance to the finals. But if you're a betting man, there is value in taking the Nuggets +800 right now.
Okay, there you go. So let's get to the NFL Week 3. Week 2 is pretty freaking insane. We already talked about most of it on the pod on Tuesday. We recap some of it. So let's get to it. Thursday night football this week.
A snoozer.
Tonight, when also I would Adam wrote this in his thing on the site. I would advise probably watching the Lakers game over this. But Dolphins at Jaguars. Jaguars favored by 3. I'm going Dolphins +3 here. I think they're due for a win. They haven't played that bad so far, and I think the Jaguars are a little fool's gold. I think Minshew's playing a little bit above his means right now. So I'm going to go Dolphins +3 right there. Zion, what you thinking? Who's winning this one?
You really going with the Dolphins?
I think they're due for a win. Fitzmagic.
Oh, man. Gardner's looking pretty. What they did to the Titans, they should have won that game. But it's the Jaguars. Jaguars are going to take this one. Mitchell Magic. I will not be watching. I'll be watching NBA. But, you know, I'll be keeping up for fantasy purposes. But otherwise, Jaguars win.
Adam, what are you thinking? You love
92% of the money is on the Jaguars right now. Mm. How? Why? And what are you people smoking? Take the Dolphins +3.
There we go. Let's move on here. A little New England Patriots at home, -6 against the Las Vegas Raiders, coming off maybe the biggest win on Las Vegas franchise history, because it's the only win in Vegas franchise history.
Well done.
Yes, I know. Thank you. Both teams coming off emotional games. Patriots lost on the 1 yard line to the Seahawks. Raiders with the big win over the Saints.
Wait, you said it's the only win. The Raiders are 2-0, bro.
Well, he had first win in Las Vegas proper, so.
Yeah.
In Las Vegas.
Well, they did win week one. Yeah, they won in Las Vegas. That's what I was talking about, Zion. Okay. Yeah.
Catch up.
Yeah. I messed that up. I'm going to go Patriots +6 here. I think Raiders coming off that emotional win versus Saints are going to be a little bit of a letdown. They are also, Adam loves this stat, but West Coast team traveling to the East Coast for a 1 o'clock game. Don't love that. So I'll go Patriots minus six. Zion, who's winning this one?
Man, the Patriots proved me wrong. They're ready this year. They're ready to compete this year. They didn't win that last week against the Seahawks, but they showed something. Bill Belichick and Cam are working.
That I'm defense going, is a little shaky, though.
Defense is shaky, but I think their defense has historically been good enough to recover. So, like, I'll go with Cam Newton this week. Cam gets another win, and you know, they take control of the AFC least.
Well, I don't know about take control. The Bills are undefeated, but Adam, what are you thinking?
They're gonna take control, bro.
You done there, pal?
I'm done. Go ahead.
Okay, just check. We're gonna take the Patriots here minus six. Short week for the Raiders. And I will always go with Bill Belichick getting extra time to prepare against someone else, even if it's John Gruden or whoever else.
Not a ton of extra time.
True. Very true. But still, Belichick has a little extra time. The 1 p.m. kickoff for West Coast teams, take with a grain of salt sometimes. But yeah, I think, Chops, your assertion that there's an emotional high the Raiders are coming off of, and then to go on the road against the Patriots and prepare for Cam, that's tough sledding. So it's a lot of points. If you can get it at 5.5, which you can some places, take it at 5.5. But if it's at 6 points, lay the points, go with the Patriots.
Yeah. This one's interesting. Rams at Bills. The Bills we just talked about. Bills at home, favored by 2.5. I'm going the Rams here because I believe the Rams have stayed on the East Coast. I do not think that they went back to L.A. What I checked. I actually think the Rams probably be favored in this game. So I'm going to go Rams plus 2.5. I think that's a great line. One of my favorite bets of this week. Best bet of the week. So I think Rams go 3-0. Bills fall to 2-1. I don't care how many touchdowns Josh Allen throws. I'm still not going to fully buy into him. So, yeah.
Bro, I'm not buying the Bills at all. The Bills beat the Jets and the Dolphins. Like, it's not impressive.
People are freaking out. People are going crazy. I saw Josh Allen for MVP takes.
Like, you beat two of the worst teams in the NFL. Like, I'm not giving you credit. That's why I said the Bills are going to lose this week, and Patriots will take control of the AFC East. Okay. Rams win. Rams have been looking good, too.
Rams have been looking very good. Surprise. I did not think they'd look that good.
I'm with you guys. I'm taking the Rams. If they're getting points, they've looked a lot better than I expected. I don't love the fact that the public right now is kind of on them. They're getting more money right now, or more percentage of the bets, I should say, than the Bills. But take the points in the Rams.
Yeah, and I don't like that we all just picked them.
We probably just cursed them.
You probably should fade us. Yeah. All right, moving on. Steelers minus 3 at home against the Texans. The 0-2 Houston Texans. That offense has not looked very good without DeAndre Hopkins. That they have looked. I get the Ravens defense is tough, but even week one against the Chiefs, they did not look that explosive. Steelers. I would go 3.5 here. I get Deshaun's underdog on the road. He usually does well there, but I don't know. That team doesn't look right to me. So I'm going to go Steelers minus 3.5 at home here.
Yeah, the Texans offense is looking very smelly. Bill O'Brien, very smelly. Steelers defense? You saw a defense last week? The Steelers defense is just as scary. So I'm
very
going Steelers
good. Very good.
More Juju TikToks in the end zone.
Those have to end. Anyway, if you look at Deshaun Watson's against the spread record as an underdog on the road, it's really goddamn impressive. I forget what the number is, but he may be like 5 or 6 games above 500. That being said, I'm taking the Steelers here. It's been bet down from when it opened at 6. You can get at 3.5 or 4, whatever the number is. Roll with the Steelers because the Texans have looked absolutely lost so far through 2 games.
I was ready to jump on you if you took the Texans with that stat because I was about to say he had DeAndre Hopkins and probably all of those.
No, his first several years, Deshaun Watson was an underdog and the road was like guaranteed cash. Take it to the bank. Yeah. But it's come down a little bit to earth. And right now you cannot take the Texans.
They just look by the time you get to week 3, you can kind of tell out about a team and I don't know. There's something missing there, and it's clearly their all-pro wide receiver that they just gave away. All right, let's move on to the Meadowlands, MetLife Stadium, Zion's New York football Giants, plus 4.5 against the 49ers. So the 49ers favored by 4.5 here. No way. Giants, money line, 4.5. The 49ers too beat up. Garoppolo's not going to play. They're missing everybody. Kittle might not play. Giants win this, get their first win of the season.
Are you serious? Have you watched the Giants?
Bro, no. Look, there's two beat up. There's two. I wouldn't be surprised if 49ers forfeited. They don't want to play on that turf.
Right, let's relax, pal.
Jerick McKinnon's probably going to have 170 yards.
Isn't he hurt? No, Jerick McKinnon's not hurt.
Jerick's he's the one that's good. Yeah.
But he's like the one running back not hurt on the team.
But I don't know. Obviously, I'm picking all these on the fly, as I told y'all before. So I don't want to give the Giants their first win. I just don't think it.
What kind of
they did almost beat the Bears. They did almost beat the Bears.
Zion's tanking for Trevor Lawrence.
Nah, I'm taking so we could get the pick, so we could trade it for a lineman, and then we'll sign another lineman to create the godly offensive line we need.
For the running back you won't have in 2 years.
We have Devontae Freeman at least. Devontae Freeman's debut. Debut as a New York Giant. Devontae Freeman. Giants lose, bro. 49ers got this. 49ers. Wait. Nah, Giants got this. Giants will win this week.
So you're going Giants.
Can you make up your goddamn mind?
Giants will win this week.
He's going Giants. I'm a Giants money line and points. Adam, what do we think?
All right, here's your stat of the week. The 49ers are 1-8 against the spread under Kyle Shanahan as a favorite coming off an against the spread win. They clearly waxed the Jets last weekend in MetLife. They're going to get waxed this weekend against the Giants. Take the G-men. This is my best bet of the week. Money line and points. Going with Chops.
All right. I'm not too confident now.
They're in West Virginia. There's no time. Like they're in the same time zone. But the emotional stress of coming off losing that many guys and they're starting their backup quarterback. If the Giants don't win this game, Zion, I think Zion's tempering expectations a little bit because if they lose, the smoke's going to come.
Yeah. I mean, with Saquon, we definitely win this game, 100%. But I don't know.
Deion Lewis taking you to the
No Sterling Shepard, too. Sterling Shepard may be out for the Giants.
Yeah, Sterling's always out. It's nothing.
I'll say this.
The Giants don't have a plethora of talent, but the 49ers just beat the fuck up. They're emotionally drained. Up. Yeah, like, and again, I gave you that great stat that like, they don't carry success that well when Shanahan, or at least under Shanahan. So take the Giants, money line and points. Don't even think about it.
All right, let's move on. Minnesota Vikings +2.5. Tennessee Titans coming to town, going to Minnesota. Tennessee Titans right here. Money line, 2.5. Take it. I'm surprised this line's not bigger. I get they're on the road, but the Vikings look trash. The Vikings look like one of the worst teams in the NFL. Kirk Cousins looks lost. That defense, they can't cover anybody. They made Phillip Rivers look like he was 25 last week. No, I'm not with it. Vikings are sneaky tank for Trevor Lawrence team too.
I mean, speaking of smelly, Kirk Cousins is smelly. Oh, my goodness.
$64 million.
This man straight robbed the Vikings. They are getting smacked by the Titans. The Titans are running them over.
Titans are good.
They're very good. Their offense is better than I thought it was going to be.
Tannehill's legit. I don't know what happened there, but
yeah, I remember when we were at the Pro Bowl, we were like, "This man,
he stopped and talked to us. Shout out to Ryan Tannehill. I'm not no hate towards him. He stopped and talked to us. I'll give him props.
This man really finessed his way to the Pro Bowl, but I guess he earned it. So I'll go with the Titans here.
Adam, what are you thinking?
Slight red flags here because 78% of the bets and 99% of the money right now, according to the Action Network, is on the Titans. That's usually a red flag because when the public is loving one team this much, You agree 100%, Chops. Usually is. You should usually go the other way. But Captain COVID, Kirk Cousins, and the Minnesota Vikings absolutely suck. Take the Titans. This game opened as a pick'em. It's been bet up to 2.5 points. Whatever the fucking number is, take the Titans and roll to the bank on Monday morning.
Captain COVID. Oh, they stink. I feel bad. For Vikings fans. Let's move on. Big one. Cleveland Browns hosting the Washington football team. Let me hit you guys with a stat.
Not a big game.
I tweeted this. If the Browns win this game, it is the first time they will be over 500 since 2014. That is ridiculous. They are 7 points favorites. Give me Washington football team +7. I think the Browns win the game. I think I just can't trust the Browns to cover 7 points.
This one is tough because
I don't think it's that tough.
Because I think the Browns that win was not indicative of what they are. Stop it. They played the Bengals. That was the Bengals, bro.
I don't think there's a lot of difference between Washington and the Bengals. That's my point.
There is a big difference. The D-line is the big difference.
But Burrow's a legit quarterback. Haskins ain't that great, man. He was smelly last week. Week one, he wasn't that great.
Yeah, he's actually currently last in QBR in the NFL.
Yeah, it's more about Washington. I think they cover, but Zion, so what do you think?
I'll go the Browns are at home.
Don't pick the Browns. We don't want you on the bandwagon.
The Browns are at home with their COVID fans and I don't know.
6,000 in attendance, baby.
A lot of Corona in the dog pound, Zion.
Yeah, a lot of Corona because they don't even care. They're fighting, throwing punches in the stands like there's not.
Being deplorables as usual.
It's crazy. I'll go with the Cowboys. Let's say Cowboys. Let's go with the Browns. The Browns will win this game.
There we go. But Adam, what are you thinking here?
I'm with you. Take the points here with the Washington football team. The pass rush should give Baker a little bit of an issue. Yeah, Dwayne Haskins kind of sucks, but I'll take 7 points right now.
I'll take, yeah, like I said, and Browns fans, don't get mad at me, 7 points, but I still think the Browns win. Okay, next one, moving on. Eagles at home, 6.5-point favorites against the said Cincinnati Bengals.
Listen,
Bengals, no, give it to me, yeah. Bengals. Bengals plus 6.5, I don't know if they win, but I think it's going to be close. The Eagles are beat up, and they are smelly. Carson Wentz, I saw a Twitter video, like clown music over all his missed throws over 2 weeks. He has had like 20 missed throws, like really bad ones over 2 weeks. I don't know what's wrong with Carson Wentz, but he might be broken. Bengals plus 6.5. Give it to me.
Nah, I can't do that, bro. The Bengals just look like what they just gave
they
up
can
to
put
the
up points. They can put up points.
They can put up points. They could give up points, too. And
the Eagles, yeah, their defense is terrible. Their defense is terrible.
The Eagles are not as bad as they've been playing. They're not. They're just not. There's no way they're as bad as they've been playing. And Carson Wentz is better than that. They'll come back. They have to. Or if they don't come back, what that city's going to do, even in a pandemic, prayers. They need this.
If Carson Wentz loses this game, Jalen Hurts might legit start week 4.
He might.
Adam, what are you thinking?
Here's your red flag game of the day. 97% of the money is on the Eagles. What the fuck are you people smoking?
Take the Bengals.
Take the points. Take the Bengals. If you can get it 6.5, it's kind of been bet down to 5.5 for the most part now. But if you can get 6 or 6.5, take that and run with it. Cincinnati.
That's what I'm saying. Like, Zion, even if the Eagles win, I think this is going to be close. I don't think they have enough to put it away, and I think they give up points. So it's going to be interesting. All right, let's move on. The Atlanta Falcons coming off just a brutal loss. They are at home, favored by 3.5 over the 2-0 Chicago Bears. I'd take Atlanta here, 3.5. I think they bounce back. I think the Bears are a little bit of fool's gold. That 2-0 record's a little fool's goldy. They had the comeback win against the Lions, and then they probably should maybe be 0-2. I get NFL wins or NFL wins. You take them. I'm not fully trusting it. I think Matt Ryan and the Falcons get their first win. Cover the 3.5 and money line. Zion, what you thinking?
I agree. The Bears are fraud. I've seen it myself. They almost lost to the Giants without Saquon Barkley and Sterling Shepard, and being a team devastated after seeing like their star player getting hurt. But yeah, they're very frauds. Their offense stinks. Mr. Trubisky still very smelly. If we talk about smelly of smellies, it is Mr. Trubisky.
We need like a smelly rating for quarterbacks, like a deep stank to, you know, just a little bit.
The last graded quarterback in our quarterback rankings for a reason. Yes, the Bears, no way they win this game.
Adam, what
the
we
QB
think?
Battle is a complete mismatch. Complete goddamn mismatch. But the Falcons are a mental mess right now. And I will take some points here and go against the grain and get the Bears and take the Bears just because the start for this Falcon season has been just comically horrendous. And last week, a loss like that and how brutally you choked away a massive lead against the Cowboys, that's gonna linger with you. Talk about a stench. Talk about a smell. Nah. It's tough to get that smell off you in 7 days. It's tough to get that stench off you in 7 days.
I think they move on. They're used to it. They're the Falcons.
They're professionals. They're professionals. Yeah. The Matt
professional
Ryan
what, choke
this.
Artists?
Their season is there's a lot of pressure on them right now. They're going
to
come prepared.
Dan
Quinn stinks as a coach. Gase gets fired, Dan Quinn's the next one to be fired.
I will say one red flag is Julio's health. It seems like the hammy might be flaring up. So that's one thing to watch.
That's why he didn't die for the ball?
I mean, that he didn't need to die for that.
He literally hit him in the hands. You don't need to die for that.
No, yeah. I'm not talking about the drop touchdown. I'm talking about the onside kick.
Oh, the onside kick. Literally, they didn't know the rules. That's what it is. They just a complete blunder. But the Julio thing is one thing to watch. I like the Falcons. Zion likes Falcons straight up. Adam's more on the Bears. So, all right, Adam, let's get to your favorite team, the New York Jets, traveling the Indianapolis Colts. Colts favored by 10.5. Actually, your two favorite teams, because your boy Phillip Rivers.
That's an accurate.
The Jets look like the worst, maybe one of the worst teams ever. Colts, 10.5 at home. Easy.
I agree. The Jets are the worst team in New York. They should not be an NFL team. They should be playing in the AFL or even bring back the XFL.
The AFL? You're just making up leagues.
The AFL, the Arena the Football
AFL
League?
Existed, pal.
Does it not exist anymore?
The Jets start in the AFL. Catch up in history, pals.
No, I'm not talking about the AFL. I'm talking about like the Arena Football League.
Oh, that's Arena
gone.
Football League.
Arena Football
League's
gone. Yeah.
Well, we'll bring it back and we'll bring the Jets and put the Jets in there.
The premier franchise.
They still
suck
it up, but go ahead.
But yes, they are terrible. Le'Veon Bell's not even back yet. No chance.
The Jets are by far the worst team in the NFL, and they're the second worst organization in New York sports. Fade them, fade them, fade them for all eternity. Take the Colts, minus 10. In fact, if this was minus 17, I'd tell you to take the Colts, minus 17. If it was minus 21, I would tell you to take the Colts, minus 21 right now, because the Jets are a goddamn disaster.
I do believe this is the first double-digit spread we've seen on this young season. So
the Jets will be double. Have you seen the Jets' schedule? It's the first of many double-digit dog scenarios.
It's crazy.
No, the Colts aren't that good. But, I mean, you have to like actively try to lose to the Jets. The 49ers lost like their whole team, and we're picking up 3rd and 31s on this team. Like it's insane. I can't believe I bet on the Jets last week.
The Jets
have
a tackling issue, a talent issue, and an ownership issue, a coaching issue. And then down the line issues. They have a million goddamn issues. Never take the Jets.
Yeah. All right. Moving on. This one's interesting. Chargers at home against the Panthers. Chargers, when I looked at it, were favored by 7.5. I don't know how that has changed. Justin Herbert is starting after potentially the Chargers medical staff maybe tried to hurt Tyrod Taylor. I feel bad for the guy. Like, how do you get an injection from your own team and they puncture a lung? Like, what the fuck?
Well, maybe the doctor took out a big wager on the Chiefs.
Jesus Christ. I mean,
I think the doctor has Justin Herbert as his fantasy QB.
Right? He's trying to get him in the game. That's what this one's tough. This might be the toughest line of the week. I would go Panthers plus 7.5, but they also don't have Christian McCaffrey. So
yeah, no way.
I don't know. Yeah, this one's tough.
Yeah.
In the game, absolutely nobody cares about on Sunday slate. Absolutely,
eight people watching.
Nobody cares about this game. It has been bet down to 6.5. Yeah. Who gives a shit? I mean, flip a fucking coin. I'll take the points in the Panthers.
There you go. All right. This one's not that good. Detroit Lions traveling to Arizona with Cardinals, 5.5. Cardinals, I think, they look good. Beat the 49ers, obviously. Beat Washington last week. I don't think there's much to this one. I would actually give me the Lions. Give me the Lions plus 5.5. Stafford's been close in both games a little bit. They had double-digit leads in both games. I think they keep this one close. Give me the Lions plus 5.5.
Have you watched the Lions?
Cardinals probably win, but I think it's going to be close. That's all I'm saying.
Okay. Cardinals definitely winning this. I am a New York Giants fan, but my second favorite team right now, actually third favorite team, I still love the Ravens and Lamar, are the Cardinals.
Okay. You're on the bandwagon.
The Cardinals.
It's really tough to keep track of your loyalties, pal, because they change every single day.
How?
They do. You have a new favorite every single day.
How? I've been vouching for Kyler for all year.
He's been on Kyler for a while. You can't,
has he?
You can't,
are we sure
yes,
about that?
Yes. He has been on Kyler.
I'll give you Lamar, but have you been on Kyler, like, legitimately?
He's been on Kyler. He's been
yes.
on Kyler.
I'm also an Oklahoma fair weather fan in college football, so.
You are. I didn't know that.
Get the fuck
yes,
off.
I didn't know that. Yes, you did.
What have you never mentioned Oklahoma Sooners sports ever.
Where's the Baker hate come from then? Jeez, celebrate our king.
No, because once he got to the Browns... No, Baker hate comes from you! Literally you!
That's why. So okay. Adam, what are you thinking here? Zion, you think Cardinals win. Adam, what are you thinking?
If you can get this game at 6 points where it's kind of fluctuating, take the points. I mean, I would agree with Chops. Like, I think the Cardinals win this game, but closer than the experts believe. Take the points, take the lines.
All right, here's one. Denver Broncos will be without their starting quarterback. They signed Blake Bortles this week. I think Jeff Driscoll is starting. Tampa Bay, Tom Brady heading into town.
No, that term will not be allowed in this podcast.
Yeah,
I said it. Okay, all right. I'll take it back. Jeez, all right, no Tampa Bay. anyways, Tampa Bay going to Denver. I guess give me Broncos minus six. Or no, give me Buccaneers minus six because the Broncos are so beat up. But the Buccaneers don't look good. They didn't even – like, they got up to a big lead early against the Panthers, and then we all saw Tom Flea Flicker throw. He undershot it by, like, a good 15 yards.
Washed.
He's rinsed.
What a washed king. But I'll go Bucks here. I'll go Bucks. I don't like the Broncos at all. So, and I think the Bucks have enough on the running game to give the Broncos hell.
Adam, tell us why you're picking your Broncos.
Not my Broncos, pal. Once again, a false narrative from you. Thank you very much for that. But I'm going to take the Buccaneers here and lay the 6 points, even though everyone and their mother is going to take the Buccaneers because the Broncos are banged up. No Drew Lock. I just can't justify taking them, even though they're getting almost a touchdown at home. But I don't know. Just take the Bucs.
Yep. We're all right there. Cowboys, Seahawks in Seattle. Seattle favored by 4.5. I'm sort of leaning Dallas plus 4.5 here. I think the Seahawks maybe win, but maybe it's like a field goal. I'm thinking Dallas maybe getting some momentum from last week, pulling out that win. Give me Dallas 4.5 here.
This is a tough one. This is a very good game.
Tough game. Very good game. Very good.
But I don't know. I got to. The Cowboys after last week, I think turned around things for them because they're about to kill Mike McCarthy. If they lost that game, they're about to kill him.
Jerry may have fired him.
But I think this is going to give them momentum and they'll start rolling. They're going to start clicking now.
Adam, I'll let you go in a second. The Seahawks sometimes have games where, you know, you're like, oh, they should roll, and then they kind of don't. They've looked great the first 2 weeks, but maybe they take the foot off the gas a little bit and underestimate the Cowboys. Adam, what do you think?
If you can get the Cowboys at plus 5.5, which you can in some shops,
I'm 1,000,000%.
Some places you can get them 5.5. Do some line shopping. If you can get it 5.5, 1,000,000%, take that. So if you're going to get it at 5, 4.5, especially 5, 5.5, take the Cowboys. I will say this, though. The one trepidation is that 90% of the money is coming on the Cowboys right now. I mean, they're always a heavy public favorite, but that's a shit ton of money right now going on the road to a tough place to play, even though no fans.
That's
bit of a red flag.
That's a red flag. All right, let's move on. Speaking of washed quarterbacks, this game features one that isn't washed and one that is washed. Green Bay Packers heading to New Orleans to take on the Saints. The Saints are favored by 3.5 points. I might put the rent on the Packers. I'm all in on the Packers in this game. Drew Brees is finished. You heard it here first. Put in Jameis Winston. Put in Taysom Hill. Put in whoever. Brees is done, man. After watching that Monday Night Football game, it is over. The Saints, I don't like it. Give me the Packers on the road, 3.5.
Free Jameis Winston. Free Jameis. Jameis, it's Jameis time. We don't need to see this man, Drew Brees, no more. You know what happened? Drew Brees spoke out about what did he say again? About the kneeling during the anthem? And that's when it all turned. That's when it all turned for you.
Well, he looked kind of washed end of last year too.
No, but he was still respectable. Now this is karma hitting you in the face, a little slap in your face. Yeah. So we're going. Who are they playing again?
The Packers. Aaron Rodgers coming to town. Sunday Night Football.
I've warned y'all about Aaron Rodgers already. Aaron Rodgers is playing pissed off this year. He's got the bright lights on him. Now he's gonna make a point, make a little statement against the Saints.
There we go. Adam, what are you thinking?
Tough one.
If I had to guess the public, it's all on Green Bay, right?
Yeah, 80% of the bets right now are on Green Bay. But surprisingly, 92% of the money is on the Saints, which means the sharps and all the pro bettors out there are loving the Saints this week. If you can get at 3, which some shops right now have it at 3, take it at 3. I don't love it at 3.5 with the hook because that always comes back to fuck you. Yep. But if I get at 3, I would take the Saints. So give me New Orleans, even though you guys completely shit on Drew Brees, the legendary quarterback for the New Orleans Saints.
You support him? That's your guy?
Do I support him? I support him as a football player.
You're trying to dance around.
No, you two trying to. Do you support him entirely? Political. I said as a football player, pal.
Listen, so
you're Adam, waxing those ear canals, pal.
So I mean, if we could conclude this, Adam does not support kneeling during the anthem. If that's what we take away from what he just said,
that could not be more you're of a false narrative
now.
If you tried.
You're speechless now because
I'm done fighting these false battles. The fake news that comes out of your mouth on a weekly basis with the podcast is just beyond deplorable.
Always a fun time. Who the all right. Last game of the week, probably the biggest game of the week. Monday Night Football.
The year.
I don't want to hype it up too much because I don't want to be disappointed, but
this,
on paper.
Also, real quick, this is a really weak slate, okay? This is not a good slate of games.
I like maybe three good games all week. No, but Rams-Bills is good. Texans-Steelers is good.
Cowboys-Seahawks. I wouldn't go that far.
Cowboys-Seahawks is good.
Cowboys-Seahawks is good. The Sunday night game is good. Packers and Saints. And obviously the Monday night game is the best game of the week.
Because the Monday night game is the best game
Monday
of the
night,
year.
Bro, Mahomes, Lamar Jackson, Ravens-Chiefs. It doesn't get much better than that, man. Like, this is, woo, I can't wait to watch this game. Monday Night Football, going to be awesome. Ravens are favored by 3 points. Patrick Mahomes' history as an underdog against the spread is very, very good. I got to roll with the Chiefs here, plus three. I know they looked a little off last week, but the Chargers always play the Chiefs tough and kind of slow down Mahomes a little bit. I think they bounce back in a big way. I think it's going to be a shootout. I think you're going to see a lot of points. I don't think either team's going to look bad, but give me the Chiefs plus three.
You said the Chargers always play the Chiefs stuff. The Ravens always play the Chiefs stuff. Like, what?
But Mahomes 2-0, if I remember correctly, against Lamar.
But still, this is the Ravens have looked flat out disgusting to start the season.
They have. They have.
They are nasty right now. I don't see Mahomes. I think he'll take a little bit of time to, you know, get into his high speed, unstoppable mode. But I'm going Ravens. It's too early in the season. The Ravens look way too good. I'm going with Lamar, the MVP. He's going to repeat as MVP this year. You heard it here first. Lamar Jackson.
You're wrong as usual, pal, but keep going.
Lamar Jackson will repeat. We will come back to this tape, and I'll be right again. My takes always age well, for the most part. 90%.
Inaccurate.
Lamar Jackson will repeat as MVP, and we remember week three.
There we go. All right, so you're taking the Ravens. Adam, what do you think?
Yeah, I kind of waffle on this one, keep going back and forth. The Chiefs getting points is almost too good to be true. Like, still, I think
it's a testament to how good the Ravens have been.
It absolutely is. If you see the Chiefs, like, for the past couple of years, when you've seen the Chiefs getting points, which has, like, only happened less than a handful of times per season, you always jump on it. So if you're gonna give Mahomes, you're gonna give me Mahomes with 3.5, and I know they're going on the road, but it's not gonna be a hostile environment. I kind of have to go with the Chiefs there. So even though I think Baltimore ekes out this win, and a lot of people are saying the Ravens are the better team than the Chiefs, and that's to be determined. But if you're going to give me 3.5, you're giving me the hook here, I'm going to take the Chiefs.
I had it down as 3. I didn't. If you see it 3.5, I would.
At some place, you get 3.5. Yeah, again, if you do some line shopping right now, you can get it at 3.5. This, real quick, money's going to be a hell of a sports day because you're going to have another game in the NBA playoffs. I think the Lakers are up that day. I think Lakers-Nuggets, game 6, and then you have the start of the MLB playoffs.
They might. The NBA might be taking a day off that day. They might.
No, right now, I think it's scheduled. I think right now we have a scheduled game for Monday.
They did. The NBA did avoid Monday Night Football this week. They pushed Boston.
Because did you see the ratings of the last Nuggets?
We went over this last podcast, pal. No one cares.
It was the lowest, the least watched game ever.
It's tough. It's tough. Yeah, it's tough going against. Yeah. It's tough going against the NFL. It is.
Yeah, game 6 of Lakers Nuggets is scheduled for Monday.
Okay. I mean, it's a different network, so that's why they would keep it, I think. But I can't wait. I think it's going to be a great game. I can't wait to watch it. So those were our picks. Hopefully we knew you guys some money. I think I'm rolling right now. I'm hot right now. I got a fiery touch right now. So
Adam is not winning y'all a cent, so fade all of his picks.
Fade all of Adam's picks? Uh-oh.
No response?
Yeah, I was waiting for you to speak.
Again, you've had 1 million false narratives on this podcast, so why would they believe another statement out of your mouth?
There we go. Before we get out of here, we just did NFL picks. We got 2 fan calls this week. Let's get to these fan calls right now on our podcast hotline.
Yo, the name's Xavier Clark from Indianapolis, Indiana. I have a question. Like, do you guys feel like Kyle Kuzma deserves a starting position in the Lakers starting five due to the fact that KCP has been trash for multiple seasons? Danny Green can't hit a shot to save his goddamn life. My opinion, starting lineup needs to be LeBron James, Danny Green, Kyle Kuzma, Anthony Davis, JaVale McGee. That's all I got.
Well, no. I'm not starting Kyle Kuzma.
Xavier, thank you for the call. I think he called in before Kuzma's recent slide. And yeah, KCP's okay. Been not that bad.
That's fair, but no. Kyle Kuzma's not starting. You guys still got to play defense. He's been better defensively than he has in the past, but no, you don't start Kuzma. You need the scoring off the bench too. No, you just don't start Kyle Kuzma.
It's crazy to me that the Lakers really aren't going to face any competition that makes them have to where like they don't have a third option. It's not going to matter. That's kind of crazy to me.
Yeah. But when you have
LeBron, I mean, the Clippers, we talk shit about the Clippers, but the Clippers would have forced their third best player to matter. And it just doesn't matter. And I don't see it mattering in who they play in the finals. So it's interesting.
You don't think one of those Eastern Conference teams that play good defense is going to give them a little trouble?
The Heat worry me because Bam Adebayo is a very good matchup for Anthony Davis. Out of everybody in the bubble, the Heat have the best matchup for Anthony Davis. But
I would say LeBron, the Lakers, and Adam Silver are all rooting for the Boston Celtics to come back in the
NBA. No, yeah, shit, 100%. Pal. 100%. No shit. And to quickly chime in here, yeah, Kyle Kuzma does not deserve a starting spot on the Lakers right now. It should be KCP.
It should be KCP. I think the question is, even though Dwight regressed, I think, do you go Dwight and who knows?
The minutes that Dwight gave you in game number three, those were kind of clown minutes anyway.
JaVale stinks though.
Here's the thing, and here's my point. I don't think it's ever going to matter that the Lakers have these questions because I think LeBron and AD can just like get them to the finish line. But
well, when you have two top five players in the NBA, yeah, you should get to the finish line.
There we go. Okay, we got one more call from Rashad who has a take on Damian Lillard. So let's hear what Rashad has to say.
Hi, my name is Rashad, coming out of Columbus, Ohio. And I believe that Damian Lillard is the best guard in the NBA and has been for the past two or three seasons. Now, hear me out. Some might say Steph Curry. Steph Curry, to me, is not as clutch, can't score as well, and can't defend as well. Some may say James Harden. However, James Harden has accomplished just as much as Damian Lillard. Same with Kyrie Irving. Yes, Kyrie Irving has accomplished more, but who was on his team at the time when he accomplished what he accomplished for the most part in terms of finals appearances? Yeah, LeBron James. Most of these people that I've mentioned, James Harden, Steph Curry, had way more talent than Damian Lillard could ever dream of. However, I believe Damian Lillard is the best guard in the NBA, period.
All right.
Spicy take. He kind of lost me when he said 2 to 3 years, because I don't think you can argue against Steph as the best point guard in the league the past 2 or 3 years. If you want to argue it right now because Steph was hurt, you know, Channing Frye argued a similar thing on this pod a month ago. I guess you could get there, but the last 2 to 3 years, I'm not buying that.
No, and you got to, Dame's great. Dame's one of my favorite players. Dame has been 100% one of the best guards in the league.
Great.
Is the same guy that got swept by Anthony Davis and Drew Holiday? Isn't that the same Dame that I remember? That
did happen.
Like, he's been great. He's taken his game to another level. 2 to 3 years is wild. That's not true. James Harden has arguably been better, but he's not better than Steph Curry. Stop it. Let's not do that. He's not better than Steph Curry.
Well, if we're assuming that Rashad was talking about strictly point guards, I mean, he mentioned guards. So he said guards.
He said guards.
So are we including one and twos here? If we're including one and twos, it's a different argument.
But he mentioned Harden, so I think you're talking guards, twos as well.
Well, I bring that up because in our point guard rankings that we dropped in August, we had Dame number two and Steph number one. And why are you exasperated over there, pal?
Because every time you bring up that damn list, you argue, oh, LeBron's a point guard.
I wasn't going to bring up that. I wasn't going to make that argument right now because I've done that enough. I'm not going to keep beating a dead horse. Yeah. But I think we have Dame for that ranking. I thought we had Dame properly ranked as number two now.
Yeah, so the question would be then to us would be, is it Dame or Harden?
We didn't have Harden as a point guard in that ranking.
But he said he's saying guard, so that's why. So is it like when you bring in two guards, is it Dame or Harden?
I would take Harden right now, I think.
I probably would too.
Is he younger than Dame? I think roughly same age. We've seen Harden actually start to play some defense and innovate Dame offense.
Dame's younger. I don't know.
But what, a year?
It has to be.
They got to be close.
I think they're both right. I think James is 31, Dame's 31, like 29 or 30. And
Dame turned 30 this year. All
right. It's a year or two difference. It's minimal. So, but overall, I think right now, I probably would lean towards James.
I can't argue it. Rashad, we appreciate you calling in with your thoughts. We appreciate everybody who's called in. Keep the hot takes coming. NFL thoughts, gambling advice from myself. I don't know if you want it from Adam. Dating advice from Zion. You know, Zion is very out here.
He hasn't left the goddamn house in 6 months.
Listen, ladies, hit me up on Twitter, ladies. You know.
Oh my God. End this podcast now.
us home. On that note, make sure you go back and listen to our KG episode from Tuesday. We appreciate you guys rocking with us. We have a very special episode next week coming. We love y'all. Follow us on Twitter. Do whatever Zion wants you to do there. Until next time, we'll see you guys later. And a special thanks to our producer, Josh Dodd, our associate producer and sound engineer, Jasmine Plata, our production manager, Sean Sel Correa, our talent booker, Shanice Kelman, our senior director of operations, Jen Stewart, and always our GM, Donnie Kwok. This podcast is a production of Complex Networks.